What about corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob? What would you call that?
Roast and ears.
Roast and ears?
Mm.
You have...
Some of them say mutton corn.
Would that be the same thing? Or?
The same thing. Yeah, mutton corn and roast and ears, the same thing.
And what do you call the little vegetable that's yellow and it's got a crooked neck on it?
Well, we buy squash.
Squash?
Yeah.
And what about the kind that...
There's two kinds of that. There's one of them, a white one, that grows just like a dish. And it's got a little scallop all the way around the edge of it. Yeah, that's the white squash. Now, I don't know the name for it. They might have another name for it. Mm-hmm. But those yellow ones that grow to the long neck and turn, why then we call those the yellow squash, or some of them say gooseneck squash.
Gooseneck squash?
Yeah, because the neck turned into a goose. Yeah.
What about the big vegetable that they make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Make what?
Jack-o'-lanterns.
Squash. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Pumpkin. Yeah.
And what kind of melons do you eat?
Watermelon?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now, there's so many different kinds. Now, there's one kind that I did have that I liked. I got the seed of it. Called that an ice cream melon. And it was yellow on the inside. And, oh, it was sweet. But they always go round. They go about that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that a watermelon or is
it? Watermelons, yeah. But that call it an ice cream melon. And then there's one that they call... I plant them some too, but I forgot the name of them. There's so many different names they got for the seed. Yeah, all different names.
What about a kind of melon that's smaller than a watermelon that's got yellow meat?
Well, now, those smaller ones, I wouldn't know exactly. You know, Mr. What you call him up there, the package shop? He gave me one this year. He'd go about that long and about high, that high, big around. Now, he didn't have but a few of them, but he gave me one. It was a nice little melon, and it was yellow on the inside. But it was good. I don't know, an icebox melon, they call them little ones. That's all I know. But it had a name, but now for me to remember it, I couldn't. I think I saved some of the seeds.
So you mentioned skunk and mink and several kind of animals that might get into your chickens.
In the chicken?
Mm-hmm. And suppose there's something been getting to your chickens and you didn't know whether it's a fox or a skunk or a mink or what.
Oh.
You'd say, well,
there's something after the chicken.
Mm-hmm. Would you have?
Well, I'd go out there and it may be a possum in the coop because he'll eat the chicken. Now a fox, he'd take the chicken and carry it off and eat it. Yeah, he won't hardly kill it there. He'd catch one and he'd go in. And a snake, now if he get out there, now he had a hen, sometime I don't hear him. Now there's one snake here, they call it an oak snake. He goes about 6 foot long, about that big in the body. And he'll eat all the eggs, but he ain't gonna bother the chicken. Now he tie the chicken up, maybe if it's on the nest, he get what egg he want, he gone. Yeah.
Would you have a name for, just a general name for when you don't know what kind of animal's been getting to it, you say, well, some...
Well, when I get in and see what it is, then I know. Mm-hmm. Now, a skunk, he'll eat the chicken too, but they left here somehow or another. Those things are gone. I don't know, but they're gone from here. A government man came here about 3 years ago, near as I could remember, and asked me about loggerheads. I said, no, I said, I seen one the other day. On that same fence line, further down the field, he flew out of the bush and I looked around and said, well, there's one loggerhead.
And
that's
that?
The last one I seen. That's a bird that he has a striped side of the head and the government was trying to find out where they all gone to.